When that happened, Jobs got a distressed call from Rich Page, who had been engineering the Big Mac's chipset. It was the latest in a series of conversations that Jobs was having with disgruntled Apple employees, urging him to start a new company and rescue them. Plans to do so began to gel over Labor Day weekend when Jobs spoke to Bud Tribble, the original Macintosh software chief, and floated the idea of starting a company to build a powerful but personal workstation. He also enlisted two other Macintosh division employees who had been talking about leaving, the engineer George Crow and the controller Susan Barnes. That left one key vacancy on the team, a person who could market the new product to universities. The obvious candidate was Danil Lewin, who at Apple had organized a consortium of universities to buy Macintosh computers in bulk. Besides missing two letters in his first name, Lewin had the chiseled good looks of Clark Kent and a Princetonian's polish. He and Jobs shared a bond. Lewin had written a Princeton thesis on Bob Dylan and charismatic leadership, and Jobs knew something about both of those topics. Lewin's university consortium had been a godsend to the Macintosh group, but he had become frustrated after Jobs left and Bill Campbell had reorganized marketing in a way that reduced the role of direct sales to universities.